Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. You know, seriously, I try to keep this radio show interesting by not speaking about the same topic every day. But I've come up today with no possibility of that. I've got to cover in more depth the topics that I've been covering for about a week now, and that is this whole tariffs and what it's going to do to our economy, why I think that's important, what you need to do to take advantage of that. I'm going to cover all that today. We're going to go a little deeper than we have been going. Now, I could give you just like, okay, here's how you go buy a rent house. You go out and do X, Y, and we're going to do step one, step two, and step three. We do those radio shows. There's no problem with that. Some of you need that stuff. But right now I'm speaking to people that are at a completely different level. I'm speaking to people that realize there's going to be haves and there's going to be have-nots coming out of this new approach that Trump is taking. It is designed to completely change the economic financial order in this world. And there were articles written that Trump has received from an advisor that's on his staff. I should have got that. I will get that before we're done here another time. And that has told him that this is what to do. This is how to reorganize the entire world order financially and to weaken the dollar so people will come to the U.S. and buy more goods, to take away the tariffs that are making us pay more for the product we're bringing in than the product we're putting out. And this is all planned. I mean, or not planned. This is a theory that has been put out there, and Trump is following it through. And the guy that came up with the theory is on his advisory board. So the plan is readily available to look at and understand what's going to happen. And it is designed to happen. Now, the question is, who's it designed to help? And I think it's designed to help small business people and medium-sized business people at the expense of international world order type businesses that control, manipulate everything. I think the idea that if we take these big conglomerates out of the equation, then they don't have the political power to control what happens between the U.S. and other countries all over the world, which they're doing right now. The U.S. really, until Trump took over, had no power. You know, the government made nothing happen. Governments don't make most things happen. Most things happen because of giant corporations. Now, unless you're in a country like China where the country is the business organization, where they control all that. So long story short, how does that affect us? I think it's more important. And that's what I'm going to get into today. I want to cover in a little more depth than I covered it yesterday. So let's talk about what the first layer of effects would be. Tariffs really are taxes, and somebody's got to pay those taxes. As Warren Buffett said, the tooth fairy doesn't pay them. Somebody's got to pay those taxes, so the cost of goods go up. Now, you have to realize that the cost of goods are being paid for by the people buying the product. So if you make the product more expensive coming out of China, then whatever we want to buy here costs more here. And the idea is if we make it so burdensome to buy products from other countries that those countries will eventually build here factories and produce the product here where there'd be no tariffs. That's the psychological long-run theory here. The problem is to get factories like that built takes 2-3 years, and Trump will be out of office by then, might even have lost control of the Congress and the Senate by the second election, because there's $12 trillion of stock market money that just disappeared. And real estate values that have just disappeared. Because of what we're going to talk about today, these tariffs when you make products cost more than the production capabilities that produce the products are worth less. Now, that's hard for you to understand if you don't understand economics, but if I go out there and I've got any type of a production and I go to produce and then my product comes out the other end and it costs more, it's going to lower the number of sales I have. It's going to lower my productivity. And it's not because I'm getting more money. If I raise my prices and I got more money, I could offset that lack of productivity with, you know, higher prices. But I'm not getting the prices. The government's getting the prices. And so in that scenario, it's hurting almost all businesses and making them worth less. That's why the stock market is going down in value. So what do you think would normally happen? Well, if all of a sudden it costs a lot to build a house, you know, because all of a sudden, let's think about it. Lumber comes from Canada. It's going to get tariffed. Let's talk about gypsum board, which is sheetrock. Canada, Mexico, and China, it's going to get tariffed. Steel and aluminum comes from China. Appliances come from China. HVAC, plumbing, and electrical all comes from Canada. All those things are going to get taxed, which means the cost of building a new home is going to skyrocket. It's going to skyrocket anywhere from $7,500 to $10,000 more for you to buy the exact same thing you could have bought a year ago. Now, is that going to stop people from buying houses? Not really. It won't. But will it slow it down? Absolutely. And what it will do is the people that are on the edge, that can't really afford a home, are now not going to be able to afford it at all. It's going to push it out of their reach. Meaning this large group of people are now going to be forced to remain tenants. They're not going to be able to move up and be homeowners. Now, what happens to the home prices? Well, the problem is you would think home prices would rise because it costs more to build one, but that's not actually what happens. What actually happens is that home prices go down because people can't afford to buy them. Well, why is that? Because the inflationary effect of rising prices on everything, and that is an inflationary effect, is going to drive interest rates up. Trump wanted interest rates to go down, but when you have inflation, the Fed's going to raise the interest rates to fight the inflation. And again, try to get people to stop buying things with higher interest rates. So now you can't even buy these homes. Well, now you got a home and you want to sell it, and the home's in bad repair. And not only now you can't afford to fix it up, you don't even want to mess with that stuff because the supply chain might be messed up. It might be hard to get the stuff you need. And so that house is going to sit on the market and sit on the market and sit on the market. And finally, you're going to sell it for next to nothing. And investors are going to come in and buy it, cents on the dollar. What cents? We don't know how low it'll get. Back in 87, when I first started, they had just come out of the 1986 tax reform bill that Reagan had put in, which destroyed the value of real estate. I'll go into that later, why that happened. But I was able to buy $50,000 houses for $25,000 with 10% down, which was $2,500 down. Now, you think about that. $50,000 home for $2,500. And I bought 106 of them, to be honest with you. It was the greatest thing I'd ever seen in my entire life. And the tax laws took into account before Reagan's change, as a real estate owner, you could write off your depreciation. You could accelerate the depreciation, write off a massive amount. And so you would buy a piece of real estate that didn't even make any money. You had no reason to buy it because every dime that you wrote off, you could write off against your earned income. So doctors and lawyers and people that made tremendous amounts of money would buy very large pieces of real estate and allow it to lose money. And or if it just broke even, then the depreciation would be massive losses. So you had either just the massive amount of depreciation you could write off against your earned income, or maybe even a little business loss, which really didn't matter because you turn around and sell the property for more in a year or two. And the reason you could always sell the property for more was because the next doctor-lawyer combination wanted to buy a piece of real estate, so it and they had something to write off in massive amounts. Reagan stopped all that. He took away all the deductions, and they made it so that as an individual, you can only write off up to $25,000 of losses against your earned income until you hit an income of $100,000. And between $100,000 and $150,000, that would phase out to where you couldn't take any of those losses against earned income. The only way you can is if you're a real estate professional, which we are, and that's why we can take those losses. Then we can write all that stuff off. Now, if you're not a real estate professional, you can still write off, if you make less than $100,000, you can write off up to $25,000 a year of passive losses, which are fake losses against your earned income. Well, when he changed this law, that made all that real estate valueless to these rich people. And so they just dumped it. I came into business at that point, and what happened was I saw, wow, you can now buy real estate at a low enough price that it cash flows and that you can make massive amounts of money on this investment because the prices were such that you could make money. And that's why we started sucking everything up. And I did. And at 34 years of age, 2.5 years after I started, I retired a millionaire. So let's talk about right now. How would you like to do the same thing? 2.5 years from now, be a millionaire and retire. The opportunity is going to propose itself to you if you know what you're doing and if you're prepared to take action, because these costs of these properties is going to go so low that once you buy them, and if you know how to operate them, which we'll teach you not only how to locate and evaluate and buy these things, we're going to teach you how to operate these. If you understand how to operate these properties, you will make so much money, it will blow your mind. And then, because you bought them so inexpensively, when the market corrects itself, they will be worth so much. I mean, in 2008, when I bought during that recession, my partners were making between 100 and 200% return, and I was making 300 or 400% returns because I was taking a larger chunk for putting the deals together. But it was unbelievable. I mean, you could make between 100 and 400% return on real estate in 2008. And it didn't last forever. It only lasts for a couple of years, and it won't last forever this time. It only lasts for a couple of years. But man, I'll tell you what, it quadrupled my net worth. I was already rich, but it made me really rich. And that's what's happening again. So whether you're out there and you're not rich and you'd like to be rich, this is that one opportunity to do that. If you're already rich and you want to quadruple your net worth over the next couple of years, this is the time to do that. Now, listen to me. I'm screaming. I don't know if you hear the screaming in my voice. I'm screaming at you, to you, for you, to get in here with us and get started doing this. I'm going to get mine. Don't worry about it. You say, well, why are you doing this? Why don't you just go? I'm going to get mine, and my members are going to get ours. But there's so much of it going to come open that it's going to be the abundance mentality all over again. In other words, there's enough for everybody. And if you want to get in here, you can even get in your passive. You could even do your own deal. And you could do it as single family. You could do it as small multifamily. You could do it large multifamily. They're all over the place. These deals are going to blow up everywhere. I am seeing the volume of deals in the last 2 weeks triple. It's unbelievable. And I'm seeing the prices continue to go down. They're already down 30 to 40% from the high, but they're going down even further because the sellers keep trying to get the price they want, but the buyers are not going there. Right now, the buyers, it's a buyer's market, are lowballing everything and or retrading everything to get down to a price that makes sense. So you need to be in here while we're doing this. That's all there is to it. So how does this compare? Well, if we take the value away from real estate by raising interest rates, which is what did it in the last 2 years. That's what brought it down 30, 40% to watch the interest rates go from 2.5 to 7.5. Boy, that kicked the bejeebers out of real estate. But only for the people that had to sell, not for the rest of us who were buying. That made it fine for us because we bought at better prices. So you had the interest rates, but now what if you have the cost of actually operating the property? What if your lumber, your sheetrock, your steel, aluminum, appliances, HVA systems, plumbing and electrical systems, all cost 30% more because of tariffs? Well, that cost for people that are running their properties on the edge, and by the way, if you bought your property at the peak or anywhere near the peak, the cost of operating those properties goes up. You're going to go into a non-profitable position very quickly. Very quickly, you'll be losing money because you bought it where there was such slim margins of profitability at the prices you paid that that profitability will go away very rapidly, and you'll be losing money. Nobody is going to want to lose money. It's not like owning the stock where the stock goes down, but you haven't lost anything unless you sold it. When you're owning a piece of real estate and it goes down, you literally are losing money. You have to take a check to the bank to pay for your expenses each month. Boy, that doesn't last very long at all. And when someone says, take the hickey all at once, get out of your problem, make it happen, and the banks confirm that that's what it's worth, you're going to bail out. And when you bail out, we're going to pick it up 40, 50 cents on the dollar. And that's how we're going to get rich in the next 2 years. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. For first two segments here, we've been discussing how and why real estate prices are going to drop to the lowest they've been since 2008. When 2008, we had a banking recession. The recession we're having now is massive taxes from tariffs. That is on top of the fact that interest rates went from 2.5 all the way up to 7.5, which already has dropped the values of real estate 30 to 40% across the board on distressed real estate sellers. Now, with these tariffs, it's going to add to that stress even more so for operators and so forth that don't know what they're doing. They're going to start killing people. And there's a lot of people out there that got into syndications over the last 10 years because Obama made syndications legal. Anybody could do them. Whereas before, you had to register with the SEC, and it was very, very protected. Now it's not protected at all. Almost anybody could go start a syndication, raise millions and millions of capital, buy stuff that doesn't make any sense at all, and lose your money. That's what happens. Now, you take those people. Some of them lost some money simply because they did the wrong deal with the wrong interest rates and so forth. But now you're going to see people that don't even know how to operate. And when times get tough, boy, it's just going to knock them out. And more stuff's going to come on the market. As more stuff comes on the market, the prices are going to be driven down. That's all there is to it. Supply and demand curve. When there's more people selling than there are buying, and nothing's going to get built. I mean, I've always thought the builders were the nemesis to us as operators, but nothing's going to get built, number one, because the fear in the economy is enough to stop anything from happening. And number two, the cost for all the materials are going to go up, and builders aren't going to be able to make a profit. So building will virtually stop. Now, it already had been on decline for the last 4 years. And this year was going to be the lowest construction year in the last 10 years. So, wow. Now you add this on top of it, stuff's not going to get built. It's like 1990s after the 86 debacle. Nothing got built from 90 to 2000. Then they started building into 2000. There's going to be that lull there where there's going to be nothing built. And boy, the stuff we have, once it goes back up in value, is going to be worth a lot more because there's just no new product to compare it to. It's just, it's the perfect effect. So I want you to get in here and get involved with me. And I'm going to give you two different ways to do it. For personality's sake, you might want one or the other. The first way is just to join up the Lifestyles. To do that, you're going to text the word radio to 88007. Now, when you get there, you're going to have an opportunity to sign up if you want. But if you don't, there will be a opportunity to take a free workshop. And once you take the free workshop, then the opportunity to join up will be presented to you again. For those of you that need more information, you need to have data and things to think about, take the free workshop. That will get you started. And then the second way you can do it is by coming to the expo, which is May 7th through 10th. This is 4 days of intense activity that will give you the opportunity to meet thousands of people that are already doing it, find out what we do, who we are, the kinds of things that we believe, training programs, all in 4 days. Just cram it all in and get yourself in a position to get started right away. Now, if you want to go to the expo, what you need to do is text the word expo, E-X-P-O, to 88007. All right, if you do that, expo to 88007, it will give you the opportunity to look at different ways to sign up for the expo. There are many different ways because there's tons of stuff here. And myself, I'm prejudiced. I think you got to get in the bus tour. That's, to me, the most important thing, if you're going, especially if you're going to be a multifamily. If you're not going to be a multifamily, it's not as important. But boy, I'll tell you what, when I spend the days with you in the bus tour working on what you're seeing and thinking about real estate, and it's live and you can see it and touch it and smell it and meet the people doing it, boy, that is the kind of thing that's going to really give you massive insight in a very quick period of time to understand what we're doing here. So to get to that, and or just sign up for just coming and going through all the events, going to a couple classes, just the feel, going to the networking, the feel. Go to the room, see 4,000 people that I'm speaking to. See both, we're going to have this year the people that started Lifestyles, some of the beginner investors that have retired. They're gone. They're done. They're out of here. They're retired. And they're going to tell you what their life is like having gone through it and retired and be gone. Then we're also going to have young kids. We're going to have the young adults program. And we're going to have the young kids. And they're going to get up there and tell you what it's like to retire in their 20s, 30s, early 30s. So you're going to see stuff's going to blow your mind. That's all there is to it. You need to get to this thing. You might want to do both. You might want to sign up and come to the expo. Or if you go and watch the free workshop and you're still not convinced, then go to the expo. But to get to the expo, you're going to text the word expo to 88007. If you want to get to the free workshop or just sign up directly and get going, then you're going to text the word radio to 88007. Now, let's think about this here. With higher construction costs, with the ability to turn these deals around is going to be more costly. It's going to squeeze people out. The only people going to be able to do this are people that are in a group where we can raise the capital as a group, or if you do a deal small enough that, and you've got money to invest. This is a great opportunity for people that want to take advantage of their net worth and or their ability to raise capital in whatever form. We have capital raising here. We can raise unlimited amounts of capital for our investors. So that's really not a problem. But for you, whatever you want to do, this is a place and time to get it done. That's all I can say to you. Can we still do hard money lending and buy stuff for very little down? Yes, we can, because those deals will exist. Because there are people that just have to let their properties go. They can't sell them in the open market. The average person cannot afford to buy a home. And if they can't afford to buy a home because interest rates have gone up or because the costs have gone up, then investors, those people are going to be forced to sell their homes to the investment world market, which is us, and they're going to only get, 60 cents on the dollar at the most. We're going to buy it low. We're buying $200,000 houses for $100,000. We're buying $300,000 houses for $200,000. I mean, that's the kind of numbers that we're getting in the deals we're doing. So again, you just have to understand how to do that. That's going to be the most important thing, to get in here and learn how to do it. But even before that, you have to believe. You have to see. Now, you're either going to be on the side of the people that are out there screaming at Trump and going, oh my God, you're destroying my 401k. You're destroying my retirement plan, blah, blah, blah. Or you're going to be the guys on the other side of that line with us going, go, Trump, go, 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 go. Just beat the legitimacy out of this world so that we can come in and buy stuff so inexpensive that we just make millions and millions of dollars. That's what we want to do. So you got to pick which one you want to be on. Draw a line. I used to do this thing in class. I draw a line in the chalkboard. I go, okay, you're here. I'm here. You have one of two choices. Stay over there where you're at or cross the line. And I'd ask people, how many want to cross the line? And they'd raise their hand, say, I want to cross the line. I said, okay, now you're on my side. Now you've got my help. Now you've got all the resources and all the knowledge and all the help from someone who knows how to do it. You're on my side. If you're on the other side, you're the people we're buying from. You're the people that are going to get burnt. That's the bottom line. If you're out there and you're by yourself, you're going to get burnt. If you're over here with the winning group, you're going to win. So you have to make a decision, right? Assets are the only way in the long term you're going to be able to stay rich and satiated. They will come and they will change the rules and the laws, like they made coal good again, oil good again. And, Democrats get back in, they're going to get rid of coal, get rid of oil. I mean, politically, it's going to be a bouncing ball. But assets don't go away. If you own assets, then they're going to make you rich over the long time. I was listening to Warren Buffett, and he was saying, the market's down. He goes, where will the market be in 10 years? He goes, it'll be double. So it doesn't matter what all these guys do. 10 years from now, the inflation will make the market double. And so if you're in the market, your net worth will double. You have to have assets. If you don't have assets, then your net worth isn't going to double because you have nothing to double. A zero net worth, a zero asset base doubling is zero. And so you'll be right where you are now, then, with no hope of changing anything at all. There is the contrarian thinking investment strategy, and then there's the I'm just going to go out there and do what everybody else does, which is just continue to invest in things as they go up in value, up in value, up in value. To some point, they peak and boom. And that's what happened in real estate. A couple of years ago, the market peaked and interest rates went from 2.5 to 7.5 and boom, it came down. And now we're buying stuff and 30-40% lower than what it was 2 years ago. It's unbelievable. But now you throw these tariffs on top of that and you are going to increase the cost of lumber and sheetrock and steel, aluminum, appliances, HVAC systems, plumbing and electrical systems. All of a sudden, that cost increase of 10 to 15% is going to increase the cost of housing to the point where more people are going to be squeezed out of buying their own personal home and be forced to go into the rental market. And the owners of these properties that don't know how to maintain them are going to lose them, and they're going to go at a discount. And so in 86, 87, when we saw this happen with the Reagan tax cuts, he destroyed the real estate market and made real estate lose about half of its value. We were able to buy houses at 50 cents on the dollar, not one hundreds of them. They're just the whole market lost value. And the same thing's going to happen here. If he keeps pounding on these tariffs, the cost of everything's going to go up. People aren't going to have any money. They're not going to be able to buy real estate. And the value of real estate is going to go down because the supply and demand curve is going to change. There's going to be nothing being built and nobody have any money to buy stuff. So the market's going to languish, and we're going to be able to swoop in because we've got money. You have to understand that. You got to get into this group. You've got a little money. I got a little money. Somebody else got a little. We put our money together. We're going to buy this stuff. Now, some of the stuff's cheap enough you can buy your own. Some of the stuff you might go in with one or two people, and some of the stuff is so expensive we might take 20 or 30 people in. But we're going to go and buy this stuff 50 cents on the dollar. That's how you make hundreds of percent returns instead of 4 or 5% return like most people make when they buy real estate. They don't know what they're doing. And the average return on real estate for people that don't know what they're doing is somewhere between 4 and 5%. That's not even worth doing. I wouldn't even do a deal for that, right? You've got to make the big gains. So we want you to get in here and learn how we do it. And I was told something a long time ago that made a lot of sense. And I need to try to get this across to you right now and say, well, why would you do this, Del? And I remember being told, no one cares how much you know till they know how much you care. Look, I grew up poor. I worked 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. I went through what everybody else here is going through. I made a commitment to myself after I retired at 34 years of age that I was going to help other people learn what I was lucky enough to learn to be able to break out. So, well, everybody can't be rich. No. One tens of thousandth of a percent of people are going to be rich. And I've made a lot of them, right? Been doing this for 34 years. We have about 50,000 clients. And there's a lot of people out there that have retired from what we have taught. In fact, we're going to have those people, a lot of them, at the expo here coming up in May. This is a 4-day event from May 7th through 10th. And you're going to come meet these people. There's going to be educational classes. There's going to be networking events. There's going to be people there from old that have succeeded and retired. There's going to be young people there that are in the midst of it right now doing it. And when I say young people, I only bring it up to the point that even young kids are doing this nowadays, whereas before you might only see middle-aged people doing it. We still have the middle-aged people doing it. But the kids are doing it now, too. In fact, a lot of parents, after they succeeded in for themselves, they taught it to their kids and said, look, you don't have to go to school. You don't have to work 40 years of your life and then decide you want to try to retire. Just get in here. Learn how to do it now. Start retiring now. I have kids that have done apartment complexes in their 20s. I have kids that have been totally retired by 30s. I was. So you got to start younger to do that, but it's possible. Now, this program was conveniently designed for people 40 to 60 who have already been hit by the fact that they've worked 10 or 20 years in corporate America, and they're tired of running the rat wheel, man. They're tired of the cubicle and the traffic to and from work every day and living a life of quiet desperation. They're tired of that. And they want a way out. And real estate investing is always a good thing to do. We do it all the time in the ups and the down markets, but there are those few times where I've got to get at the top of the highest building and scream as loud as I can with the largest megaphone I can use, because the speed and rate of success during this period is greatly improved. And if ever you thought about it, you've been sitting there for 6 days, 6 weeks, or 6 months on the couch listening to this, or maybe in your car will listen to this, and you've put it off. Now is the time to make the decision to go do this stuff, right? I want you to either get the free workshop or sign up right away and get out here and start investing with us. And to do that, I want you to text the word radio to 88007, 88007. Or if you want to go to the expo and get 4 days of total immersion, which is May 7th through 10th in Irving, Texas, then you're going to text expo to 88007. Now, if you're going to the expo, you need to get signed up and get a room if you're coming in from out of town, because we have room blocks, and those room blocks are going to sell out. What is this now? This is April? First week in April? Yeah, it's getting close. We're down to 1 month. So when those room blocks sell out, then you're not going to be able to get a room. So you want to get that right away and not miss that. I heard somebody the other day told his friend, said, get on the phone right now. I'm not leaving until you get on the phone and get yourself a room. Because if you miss out on the room, then you've got to come in from somewhere outside of the little area that all this goes on, where everything's within walking distance. All right. Remember, guys, this is that once-in-a-lifetime chance. You don't want to miss it. So Expo 88007. And remember, it's not just money, it's a lifestyle. We'll see you there. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Dell's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.